Blog Talk Radio.
Inner Sight. Welcome, everybody. Dedicated to the memory and the honor of Joseph Arion. And tonight, talking about democracy, as we know that this country is supposed to be under that, and freedom and all that. Now, Inner Sight has come up with four different points where millions of us... Can you stop that noise, please? Four different points where millions of us are not equal, and I'd like to talk about those tonight because it's very, very important. People don't realize. Now, let me just enumerate them. It doesn't matter what order they're in. No law to protect you when you're denied a service dog. No enforcement of the Americans with Disability Act. That's another one. People being threatened and incarcerated in nursing homes without protection of the law. There's number three.
Yeah.
And the last but not least, people who try to get ahead a little bit, maybe make some extra money, are in danger of losing their disability and being and or it being cut.
Yeah, which I'm in that position. I don't make money, but yet it's being cut.
What?
I said I don't make money, but my disability is being cut from a previous, job, and it wasn't that much money that I made, but they accumulated all of my disability money into one shot. So I was even paying back for, stuff.
Yeah, well,
that's why we
need a law to protect us. Nobody should be able to touch that money.
Yeah, no, I agree.
Anyway, let's take that one first. We who are disabled, many of us, I would say millions of us, have become disabled because of government and the places that government support, like hospitals and all that.
Mm-hmm.
Millions of people have gotten disabled because of the hospital. I'm one of them.
Mm-hmm.
And so whatever little the government gives us, they base it on our work and income and all that for many of us. And many who don't work get a certain amount.
Right.
What they call it, the SSI. So.
Right. Mm-hmm.
But they're barking up the wrong tree with this because
that's right.
This should not be based on a person's earnings or a person's, what they made or what they didn't make. The criteria should be that the person is disabled.
Yes.
And that we have to, that the government in some way may have contributed to that. Now, let me give you an example. In my case, I grew up blind, and my parents didn't do a damn thing to recover any money from the hospital or the doctors who blinded me. I didn't know about it. I was a kid growing up.
Right.
The time I got old enough, and the agencies obviously didn't do a damn thing to help in that regard. But by the time I got old enough, the statute ran out.
Ran out, yeah.
And I couldn't do a damn thing about it.
Sounds
so
like
all that time, I had to walk and deal with a world that wasn't made for me, all right? And millions of others, of course, in the same predicament. So that's why the law is wrong.
Mm-hmm.
The criteria is wrong. If a person is disabled and they're made to suffer because this world is not made for them, we should not have to be worried that they're going to take away our little bit of compensation that they give us. That should be ours for the rest of our lives, for as long as we're disabled. They put us in a world that's not made for us. And then on top of that, they turn around and use you to rape and deny you help and equality. So that's the inner sight point of view on that. You know, we believe strongly that no one disability money should be or could be touched for any reason.
Yep.
And, you know, of course, especially when a person goes into a nursing home and they got to surrender
everything,
95% of their money to this place that they don't even want to be in.
It's the truth.
It's crazy. It doesn't make any sense. It's using us.
To the greatest extent, it's using us. I never saw anything that, that bad in my entire life that just... It speaks out and oozes using the person, and yet it's still there to exist to do so. And that to me, is unconscionable. I can't think of anything in this world that does that greater than that particular living there and being set up there and everything.
That's why our petition calls these places dictators, these nursing homes.
They are.
Because that's what they're like.
Yep. You know?
They use people.
Right.
And the government allows it to happen.
That's the most asinine.
They're right
excuse
there.
Me,
right
but,
there.
Yeah.
Allowing
the most
it
asinine.
To happen.
Yeah.
See? So that should be changed immediately.
Oh yeah.
Now you say we're under a democratic a ruling here. Well, then how come when you go to a congressman and you say, look, you know, draft a bill about so and so, they give you a million and one excuses, and they don't do a damn thing.
Right.
Now to me, that's not democratic.
To me, that's just passing the buck. That's the truth. Pass the buck to the other person. Maybe they have a better answer than I do. That's not right.
And we've had experience with these politicians personally.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We're not just talking. Did you?
They come
did
to
you try it? Have you? Yeah, we have tried it.
We have tried it.
We've
come
been
to
there,
meeting.
Man.
Yeah, and well, let me see what I can do is the best statement that they say. And really what that means is I'm not ready to do what you want me to do, and I'm just going to stall it until you maybe forget about it.
Well, the worst statement is I'll look into it.
Yeah, that both of them are horrible.
Once they say it's all over.
Then
you know they're not going to do a damn thing.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
So
that's true.
That's the take on that, on the people's money because they're disabled. That money belongs to us.
That's right.
Under any circumstance, for as long as we're disabled, that money should not be touched by anyone.
That's
true. And, of course, the disabled person should use it in whatever way they wish.
Yeah.
Well, that's one thing we would push for if we had the means to create a lobby. That's for sure.
Oh, yeah,
and when we come back,
disabled lobbies. I have to look it up.
Yeah. Well, I don't think anybody has a lobby like that.
Oh no! I wish they did. Then I'd be kind.
When we come back, I want to tell you about the next point. And we're planning to put these 4 points into a brochure. So,
which would be great.
The next point of how the eyes of the blind are violated without protection and
all
without a law.
Oh.
Talk about dictatorship.
Oh, yeah. And they allow it. That's what bothers me the most. They allow the violation to happen, and then they say, oh, I'm sorry, you know, I didn't think of it that way, or whatever BS comes out right after that. To me, it's still a violation of my eyes, you know?
All right, Inner Sight brought to you by the Big East, Akita Rescue, 609-388-7004, Joanne Diamond, the Akita lady. We thank her for all her help and caring.
Oh, yeah.
Adopt an Akita.
Yes.
And again, that number, 609-388-7004. Big East Akita Rescue.
She's real beautiful one.
At Verizon.net if you want to email
her. Yeah. Beautiful.
All right.
Peters.
All the beautiful children of the world, remember them. Take care of them. Watch over them. We salute Avante, Corey Foster, Ollie Campbell, Little Tommy, Baby Royalty, and all the others who weren't protected.
Mm-hmm.
Inner Sight reminds you, go an extra mile for a child.
Yes.
And we thank you.
Very important.
Let's see. Around the world, Kennedy Realty. He's local right here in Islip, but...
Yes.
I'll bet some people have heard about him around the world by now.
Yeah.
Kennedy Realty, 609-388. I'm sorry, that's the wrong number. 631-888-1186 on the
that's
Kennedy
correct.
Realty. If you want to dial up and talk about buying a house, sell a house, or get some good information. 631-888-1186, Anthony Kennedy Realty, and we thank him for being a part of Inner Sight.
Yep.
We thank Suffolk Bus Corp, Silo, Suffolk Independent Living Organization, a good source of information, and you want to know about any politics with the disabled or laws or rules, regulations.
Anything really, huh?
They can usually find out for you. 631-880-7929 on the Silo.
Yeah.
So they help keep the show on the air, and we thank them for that.
Yes, thank you, yes.
And once again, 631-880-7929, Suffolk Independent Living Organization.
Living.
All right, let's see. We want to thank Able News, of course.
Okay.
For running our ad. We got to revise that ad.
Yeah, the one that they have for us, I guess.
Yeah, I want
right?
to. I want to
yeah.
change
I think
a couple
we did
of words.
Some of it, but yeah, I think we did some of it, but we have to tell her about it. I think.
Able News, you got that?
Yeah, I do. I'm gonna go back into the other screen because I noticed a little error, so I have to, you know, adjust it.
Okay. All right, Able News.
Yep, I got it. Hold up. Here.
On Inner Sight.
Yep.
Able is the newspaper for, by, and about the disabled. It has served the disabled community with all the news that pertains to people with disabilities, including a calendar of events, columns written by various experts, and a variety of informative articles in a large type format. The input of the disabled person is a priority. Able also has a personals page that boasts two marriages, a classified section to buy and sell items, and various informative ads by different vendors. Able is now online. Visit ablenews.com and sign up for your free subscription.
All right. I want to thank all our friends, my buddy John out there in Queens for helping Inner Sight. And as you heard me mention last You heard me mention last night about the passing of Mills, Buddy Mills, one of the DJs, 83 years old, so
that's sad.
Regard to the family.
Yeah, very
condolences.
Much so.
And a great, great guy, and he'll be missed. Buddy Mills.
Mm.
Inner Sight, and talking tonight about democracy. You want to talk about democracy, you know. How can you say that this country is under a democracy and that the Constitution protects people when an organization that trains a guide dog can raise $100,000, train the person with the dog, deny them the dog and keep the money, and no
mm-hmm.
law to protect the person or the dog,
exactly.
for that matter.
Yeah.
Now, the agencies are protected.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're protected by the federal government. They're tax exempt. They don't have to pay taxes on that money. They have a federal ID number. They're registered with the state and all that. They're protected. But the person who is denied has no protection. I tried to get the top animal lawyer in the country wanted to take my case, you know, because I trained my guide dog on my own. They denied me the medical. And he researched it, and he had to apologize to me. He says, I can't, there's no law. I'd
mm-hmm.
love to take this case, but there's no law mm-hmm. to bring it.
Yep.
You know? So this was a guy who's an expert on animal law.
Yeah, I remember that.
And if anybody knows, he would, you know.
Yeah.
So you call this a democracy? A person denied their safety walking down the street, crossing streets, crossing highways, obstacles and trucks and everything else, denied that safety?
Mm.
And an agency makes money on that denial, and there's no law to protect
nothing.
You? I don't call that
no.
a democracy. To me, that's
either.
A dictatorship.
Yeah, because you want people to be the way you are, and that's not going to happen.
Yeah, that's a dictatorship.
Yeah.
And the government doesn't do a damn thing about it. I stood in my congressman's office right next to him. He insisted upon taking my picture with my guide dog for the newspaper. And then he sends me an email that not one word in it about what we discussed or talked about. And on top of it, he tells me that the VA does not endorse service dogs for those who have served this country.
That's terrible.
Yeah, I don't call that a democracy. To me, that's a damn-ass dictator.
Yeah. I don't call that American. You know,
and then
that's
the letter,
really terrible.
The letter we wrote, I think we wrote it right on the air here, didn't we, to Biden?
Yeah, we did. Yeah, we did.
The letter we wrote that the whole world can hear, I don't know, a few months back, never got an answer.
No.
And I got a letter, a form letter, telling me that I would get an answer. And I never did.
Oh, jeez.
That is not a democracy.
No, it isn't. It really isn't.
That's
it's a
dictatorship. That reminds me, I got to tell you, that reminds me of what's happening now in the Ukraine.
It
which
is
horrible Russian guy.
He's
a dictator.
Like not that big of a. He's you know represents, you know technically all of Russia, but not everybody I think believes in what he's doing. That's a big problem.
Well, the only difference is the guide dog schools don't have guns.
If they did, God forbid, that would be horrible.
But they deny
terrible.
You. They take away your safety. They put you more in danger. Isn't that what this guy's doing now?
Yeah. It's more than danger they're putting you in. They're taking away your rights as a human being. That's even worse, I think. you're completely, your humanity, everything is being, you know, taken away. You know, that's just
so
what
that,
I'm
that,
thinking.
This is point number two that we're on.
Mm-hmm.
How this country is certainly, for millions of us, not like a democracy. If the average person's safety was interfered with, they'd have all the damn-ass legal protection in the world.
That's right.
But not a
they
blind
would be
person.
Protected. A lot of people, even
not
the criminals, are more protected and given a right to actually go to court and defend themselves. Even the criminals.
Yeah, but not
so
a blind person denied
that's
a service
denied
a,
exactly what
disabled
I was going to
say.
Do you think that if I went to a court and I said I was even denied the opportunity to get a guide dog, they would say anything to me? They'd just say, well, that's because they don't have the program. And then I say,
you
I
couldn't get into
the
court.
Program.
What do you mean?
I couldn't get anything.
You,
I signed
can't,
up.
You can't get the court to hear you.
Exactly. That's what
are
I'm
talking
trying
about?
To say. That's what I'm trying to say.
There's
they
no
would not even
law
hear the case.
Upon which to hear a case right. like that.
That's right. That's right. It's like they took judgment before they even, you know, everything was judgmental, put it that way. They took judgment right before anything happened, you know. They didn't give
so
me a chance.
That's the second point of inner sight, and I got two more I want to make, but the phone number here, 213-816-1650, and is anybody on the line?
Let me look. I think Anthony was, but let me look again. Okay. Hold
821 up. New York, inner sight.
I got to say something. We are, out of 20 disabled podcasts, we're in the number two spot, by the way. I found it online. And then the other thing is that we had an increase on our dashboard, and it says 113,800 and 70-something. Hold on, let me make sure I got that right. No, I'm
all
sorry.
Right. Well,
113,842. That's what we have right now, and thank you.
We're the number two show
up.
in the world on the disabled. Is that what you're saying?
Yes, we are. Yes, we are.
Well, then people ought to send us money so we can get this damn thing off the ground.
I'd love it. I would
and
love
stop
it
putting
to
into
help.
Practice what we're saying.
Yeah, that would be beautiful to help people for once. You know, we help people on a regular basis, but we don't have truly a large amount of money to help them on a grand scale. We'd love it, you know, to help people more.
If you want to take a phone call, but my next point is going to be no enforcement of the Americans with Disability Act.
Yeah. We
can you call this country a democracy? What an insult, man.
It
so we have a
insult,
phone call? Or?
Yes, we do. We have Anthony?
All right, let's take a phone call, and then I'll go back to my... I got two
what
more points
saying?
To make, so...
Okay, here comes Anthony.
Inner sight. Hello.
You.
Hi, Suzanne. Hi, Frank. How are you?
How you doing?
Good, good.
Oh, I'm okay. So I've got two points that I wanted to make. The first is that the hospitals... I'm really sorry, you know, for what happened to anyone who suffered any kind of medical malpractice. And, you know, it's something that's going to impact people for the rest of their life. And some people will unfortunately suffer for it. And, you know, it, as sad as it is, we still have to value the hospitals, you know, and appreciate the hard work that the nurses and doctors do. I mean, they put in long hours. I don't think, you know, they're as compassionate people sometimes as they could be, should be, or really are deep down. I really think that a lot of them do it, you know, just for the glory of calling themselves a nurse, you know, for a nice picture with a uniform on and for the, you know, nursing license and things like that. And I think it's, you know, just to have a more astute life and, you know, and not to live in poverty and things like that, which is good. You know, it's a ticket out of poverty, and it avoids, you know, suffering in life. but it's not really as much about people as they want to, you know, pretend it is. It's just more about, you know, gloating and being, you know, high up there, you know.
More about side effects.
On the ladder or you know, in a higher position in life than most people, because people work in hospitals because it's job security, and they feel that, you know, your job's not going to go anywhere for hundreds of years, and by time, you know, the hospital closes and runs out of money, you'll have died or retired, so it's not going to matter to you. But I will say, you know, being in the hospital, I have met a lot of compassionate people who are compassionate deep down, and they have good hearts, and they really do care about people. It's just perhaps some of them don't do well, as well under pressure as you wish they would or maybe could, or, you know, you might feel that they should try harder. And also, you know, when people are in pain, there isn't much you can do, just give them medication and try to ease their suffering. And, you know, unfortunately, you know, there's a point where you can't really do anything for them. You know, you give them medication and, you know, you try to preserve their life and prolong it as long as possible. And then, you know, it reaches a point where, you know, it's terminal, you know. But what else was I going to tell you about the SSI taking away people's money and things like that? It's a shame, too, because people live in, you know, difficult circumstances to begin with, and they don't really have a chance to have more than maybe, you know, I don't know, $5 out of $10. So, you know, you would never really be able to afford anything else anyway but where you live or for food. You know, they cut your, you know, money and give you, they cut your food stamps and give you a little bit more money. And that's kind of the way you live. But, you know, the world is a village. And, you know, we live in the village together. And, you know, if you need help, you know, ask your family, ask your neighbor, and you know, you depend on people's kindness. And I think that most people in the world do care, and most people, you know, are compassionate and are understanding. And if you need, you know, you can get help from them, you know, without going too far or going to extremes or having to go to food pantries or stand on long lines in the heat.
I've done all of that. I'm not ashamed anymore. I used to be, but it's been a challenge where you're helping people while you're getting assistance yourself, and then also you have people who, you know, are sort of undermining, you know, well, why can't you work and do this and that? I lose my benefits. You don't understand. I say, then why can't you work? You should be able to work and get regular income. Do you understand I have a disability, and at times I have to rest and catch my breath because I have heart failure now? Do you realize that? This is what I have to tell people. You know,
I can imagine, and I'm not, you know, putting you down for not working. For those of the disabled community, in the disabled community, I should say, who are able to work or feel that they're able to work and want to try it, they have the ticket to work program, but they still,
but that
you know,
doesn't really help either. Let me say, you hit a substantially gainful spot of employment. You will then, after 9 months, you should then start saving your money in the bank. Don't go, if you're blind, don't go over $2,000 per month. And if you're not blind, I believe it's $1,800 or $1,500. You have to check with Social Security. But it's a golden amount. You go over, you have to start giving back the money to Social Security. This is how this works. And then
I got a hypothetical situation that may even come true, you know.
Yeah.
A person listens to this show. Let's take a guy like Anthony, right? To the show. Somebody who has extra money, they don't know what to do with it, you know.
Mm-hmm.
They call us. We contact, let's say, Anthony, or could be anybody. And the guy says, look, I want to give this guy $2,500 a month. I want to help him. I want him to have a better, something better, a better life, you know, whatever he needs, you know. Who the hell is this government to take away a person's disability because somebody's being gracious to them and wants to help them? What the hell kind of a feeling is that?
You can't.
That is horrible, man. That's a dictatorship.
You can't have any money put away in the bank, you know. But a lot of people.
It's a bull. It's a dictatorship.
Wait, let me.
That's what this Russian guy is doing to these people in the Ukraine. Think about it.
You can have it, but you have to put it in a special needs trust. But it's very controlled. That says
you should be able to have it any damn friggin' witch ass way
right.
you want it.
Now you got it.
Yeah,
we don't
but
have that.
If you didn't know that, you know, the moment you have it, they already start, sucking it out of your account like a vacuum.
Sure they do. Because you're under a dictatorship.
Because all you're allowed to have without that. Without
you're
that
under a dictatorship.
Account,
you can't get somebody.
Hold it.
You can't get somebody who listens to this show who wants to help people if that they have money, because
all the
disabled people are going to be penalized for that.
That's right.
So what can you do? Not much of anything.
What can you do? You got to put a friggin' ass law in Washington
right.
that they have no right to do that. That's what
right.
you can do.
You got
that's
well,
what you can do. And not
like
one agency is standing up to do it for us.
That's right.
I would
we're
like to see the same thing, but, you know, for those of us who are able to work, you know, a bit more than others and are able to do for ourselves a bit more than others, they, you know, like to work to get off the system if they can, you know, because
if a person wants
better
to work
their life
and
overall,
they want
to
give up their disability, let them. But that should not be mandatory.
That's right,
right.
And it should not
but
be
Frank,
taken away.
But
either.
People see it, right, but people see it as stressing yourself out over pennies, because even if they give it to you, Frank, it's not going to do much for you anyway.
Let's stop right there. For pennies?
It's going to help you.
You
have a job, and they give you the disability,
no.
it's not going to hurt
Suzanne,
you. Suzanne,
why I look at it as pennies is because if you live alone or live with someone that has a, you know, unusual expense that would be more expensive than others, then the money would go anyway, and you sit and you scramble your mind until you're so stressed out and have a headache
and have to buy Tylenol.
Anyway, listen, I don't want to cut you off, but I got two more points I got to make on this show.
Yeah, but I was going to talk about the liver failure that's metabolizing your liver when you have to keep taking Tylenol because of the stress. So why bother with it if you can help it? It won't benefit you in life, and when you work and you're able to, you know, make your own income and go out there, you will be free of the stress and feel much better and take a deep breath and you know, live an overall better life and be able to buy, you know, whatever it is you need
individual.
Or want. I understand. But a word from the wise, if you can help it, you're much better off without it. Tell the government.
I don't agree with
you. Know,
this
the,
government owes
the, tell,
me damn ass.
Tell
they
the government
owe me.
To,
they could never repay me for what they owe
tell,
me. For what they
tell the
to
government
me.
To do with their check what we always say about 5 cents a glass on Friday night. And that's the way I see it.
That's all right. That's you. See? That's you. You can do it that way. I wouldn't.
Yeah.
I bet you millions of others wouldn't.
But, I understand how you feel, Frank, but let's look at SSI for a moment. Think about the times when they used to give you your check in the mail. You sit around, wait for the mailman all day, and you can't go anywhere, and you have nothing to drink in the house in a lot of cases, and no food. And you sit and wait and wait and wait, and anticipation keeps making you wait. and you have to wait for the postal worker to come, and then, you know, God forbid you live in a building where there's, like, mail theft, and they break open the mailboxes and steal your check, and then you got to wait for another one.
No, they put it in the bank. What the hell is the big deal?
Yeah, but then the big deal about it is that what if you're disabled and you can't get to a bank like that because you don't have a health aid for enough hours?
You don't
hours
have to anymore. Get on the phone.
Well, that's true too. But what about people who can't use their hands? It's a complicated life.
They have voice stuff now. They got all that voice stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody should have it, but they don't. But,
not if you have a disability where you can't speak. You know, we have a speech problem. It wouldn't understand you. And I know nothing can be perfect.
Well,
but
you can have an aide, of course, and work it that way too.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, but then you've got to expose them to your business and everything like that, and they're going to say, I don't want anything, even though they know how much you get or when you get it or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
They tell them not to deal with anything with your finances and
yeah,
you know,
well, that part has to be changed too.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh, Frank, I understand, but the agencies, the home care agencies, will never change that because the fact is that they can't
don't
trust
say,
these people.
Don't say, never say never.
Never say
never.
Well.
They said
okay,
I couldn't
well,
train a guide dog. I've been doing it for 30 years.
We'll keep
true.
Hoping. I don't know, yeah. But that's the way I
Inner
see
sight.
It.
All right,
know.
Let me go on with the show, Anthony. Thank you.
Thank
okay,
you.
Okay, no problem. Take care. Have a good night. Be well. Bye-bye.
You too. Bye-bye.
Yeah, so the Americans with Disability Act, to me, is one of the most horrible laws that I've ever encountered in my life. You know, and let me tell you why. Several years ago, when I was going with my friend Allie to help a blind woman in the nursing home, and we were going to get on an accessoride bus, and they put us through holy hell. Not only would the guy wouldn't let me on with my guide dog, but he lied to us, viciously lied to us to get us away from the bus.
I remember.
You know? I had the feeling that he was going to take off with me holding on to the door.
Oh my!
It was very frightening.
I see that.
You know. So, what did the damn ADA do for that situation?
Nothing.
Where's the protection? Okay. Where's the law? The guy got away scot-free.
Yes, he did.
You know, they claim, and I have no proof of this, they claim that the contractor, the people that were running the service for the MTA, you know, the Transit Authority, went out of business. Now, I have no way of knowing if that's true or not.
Yes.
I don't even think my lawyer knows. And they simply got away with it. This damn case has been now, it's over 6 years old. You know, I called a woman, I'm not going to mention her name, who's supposed to be an ADA expert, a disabled woman. And she's telling me, now get this, the way this crap is set up, and people allow it. She's telling me there's nothing you can do about it under the ADA because you weren't registered for the accessoride. Well, I am registered. For the paratransit. But you see, that doesn't count in New York City.
That's right.
How do you like the way they got this thing set up?
Loopholes. After loopholes.
They're set up to knock you down.
That's right.
And this is the law that's supposed to protect us? Ass, dumbass, is what I call
it. That's what you said before, and now it sticks.
All right? And how about all the people who have to use wheelchairs and cannot get into places?
Mm-hmm.
You know, no accessibility and can't get into the damn bathroom.
Mm-hmm.
Where's the enforcement? This is supposed to be a democracy?
Mm-hmm.
and you go to your congressman, as I have personally, you know, go to your congressman and you tell him, get enforcement on the Americans with Disability Act. Put an amendment in. And he stands there like a jackass, and he doesn't get it, or he doesn't want to get it, or he doesn't give a damn. One of the three. Or all of them. And they
That's
do
my
nothing.
Opinion. Mm-hmm.
No enforcement of a law means a dictatorship.
Yes,
that's
it does.
What it means. That's how these people operate. That's how this guy operates, who from Russia, who's doing these horrible things to people. Sure, he'll give them laws. I interpret the law. Me.
That's the truth.
That's how it's going to come out.
That's
why this guy and anybody in that position should be stopped and arrested, brought to justice.
Yeah.
So there you have it, folks. That's our third point, and very important.
One more.
No enforcement of a law. What the hell good is it? Who needs it?
That's right.
Who needs it? You know? That's the number three. Let's see, we covered three.
Yeah, we had
covered
one
about
more.
The
what
money.
Was it?
We covered about the money. We covered about the guide dog thing. We covered about the
nursing home.
ADA.
Mhm.
All right.
The nursing
home. And the fourth one. The fourth one is the nursing homes.
That's right.
Yeah.
They don't protect people.
A dictator takes away your home, your possessions, your money, tells you what you're going to do with your life, tells you how you're going to live, sets you up, and makes it appear that they're caring about you, but within that appearance is the pitfall that if something happens that they don't like or that you supposedly can't handle, we're going to put you away.
That always happens.
That's the way these programs work.
That's right.
Think about it.
Yeah.
What should be happening is with these programs. I'm going to tell you what should be happening.
Of course.
And you and Suzanne's a witness because she tried to get it and they wouldn't do it. What should be happening is the money that's supposed to be there to help you should go into an account in the name of the person with the notation, this money is to keep you out of a nursing home.
That's correct.
See?
It's not listed that way.
And at the same time, there should be funding in every independent living center to turn these nursing homes into accessible housing. Those two points are absent, are not there from these programs.
Yeah.
That's why they'll never work. That's why people will never be free of nursing homes because they're like a friggin' dictatorship.
The only way is if you get rid of them.
And
that's going to be
the
biggest challenge.
That's our fourth point.
Yeah, I know.
That's our fourth point. Nursing homes are like dictatorships.
Yes, they are.
And the people who work in them, many of them, are like dictators. There's some good people, don't get me wrong.
The upper management are more dictatorish than the people who are the common people who do the dirty work, meaning the actual cleaning and helping and making sure your loved one stays alive. You know, those people are, for the most part, they do their job, but the problem is they don't have enough people there and they end up forgetting things. So that's
they don't want enough people there.
That's it.
They want, there's another part of the dictatorship. They won't let the home health aides in to help people.
That's right.
See? Because then it contradicts the nursing home.
Right.
See? If the home health aide is in there helping the person, that means the person's able to go home. But they take away your damn home and your house and whatever they can get. Isn't that what dictators do? Isn't that what this guy's doing now over in the Ukraine?
Yeah.
Taking away people's homes?
Mm-hmm.
It's the same thing. Only nobody is sanctioning these places or fighting for us. Where's the government fighting for us? Why? By setting up half-assed programs that look out how we can, if this person gets worse, how can we get this person into a damn nursing home? That's not helping us.
That's not helping us. By no means is it.
That's helping the government and the nursing home.
Yeah, and the nursing homes. Yes, it is.
Dictatorships exist in this country.
Yes,
I'm going to tell you something. And the other day, when I went out on the subway and advocated and performed and showed people my articles that my dog is not being given her medical that the public donated, and I drew a contrast between what's going on now in the Ukraine and the dictatorship, people agreed.
Yeah, it is.
I could tell by their response
that
they agreed. Where you have no law, you're dealing with a dictatorship.
That's true. Or you have lawlessness anywhere. Then
you have a law that is administrated by one person, you're dealing with a dictatorship.
Or the law is so weak that you can't do anything about it. You know, it's so
weak. It's set up like a dictator. Yeah, the guide dog schools here, I'll give you an example. They have a hearing process. They try to push this crap off on inner sight, and we didn't go for it. They have a hearing process. They deny you the dog. You go before the committee who denied you the dog. Now, if that's not a dictator situation, I don't know what the hell is.
It's the truth.
You're going to appeal to the people who
denied
you the help.
You. That's right.
Is that fairness? When I told this to a commissioner in Suffolk County, he said, that's horrible.
It is.
He said that, you know what he said to me? And this is where I got the idea from. He said, that's the Inquisition.
I said,
you're right. It is the Inquisition.
Yeah.
You know, because they stand in judgment of you. They denied you your safety, and now they're standing in judgment of that.
I didn't even get a chance to justify why they did it. Like I said, I didn't get a chance to even get to that point, which is even crazier.
And even if the person comes out, well, okay, we'll give you the dog, where's the settlement?
Yeah. Where's my proof?
What are they giving you? They're not giving you nothing. You trained with that dog. You earned that.
Yes, you do.
Honor. There's no settlement.
No.
There should be
a
financial settlement if they put somebody through that. You raised $100,000, I want $25,000 for what you did to me.
That's right.
And the dog.
And the dog. That's right.
You see? You see why it's a dictatorship?
Oh, yeah.
And why this country may be democratic, democracy, but not freedom for millions.
Uh-huh. Yeah, they have no freedom for us. I mean, to tell me about, I think it was a year or two later, that program has been there for the longest time and then not to give it to me, that is pure dictatorship, if you ask me.
Well, they lie. They lie all the time.
They lie.
Because they know they can get away with it.
Yeah, but that's not
no
cool.
Laws.
Not cool to people. Yeah.
No laws, you know.
Yeah.
The couple of times that we have intervened, the only way sometimes that it works is when you bring in the media. They don't like that. They don't like that because they don't want people to know about all this stuff. But that's the only damn thing that sometimes will make a difference.
Oh, yeah.
So there you have the four points of inner sight, and the only way to really change these things is to have the funding to do a campaign.
Yes.
You know, to let people know through experiences, through articles, through real live stories.
Yep.
Through information on the internet and the Twitter and all that stuff.
It's true.
You see? That's the only way it's going to happen. Because people need to have this stuff in front of them 24/7. And that's the only way it's going to change.
Oh, yeah.
To do that, you got to have the money. You know, if this stuff were pouring into Congress 24/7 and we had stories and we had the PR Newswire and we had, you know, even a reporter on staff, if we could pay them, you'd see how fast they'd get off their ass.
Things would change.
And lobbies in Washington.
Oh, yeah.
At the same time.
Yeah, but things would change.
You'd see how fast they'd get off their ass and do something about it.
Yeah.
Because they would have to.
Yeah, that's true.
They would have to, because the word would be out.
Yeah.
Are you running a dictatorship here? What do you mean no law to protect these people?
That's right.
That's what we need. And, you know, our demonstration on the nursing homes, September 17th, Saturday, 11 to 2, location to be announced. Will we get the support to
good
do
question.
This? See?
Yeah.
You got to have the support to do it.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, I can get a few people to go out there with a sign and all that, and but we need something powerful.
Yes, we do.
We need people to stand up and say, "Hey, we're not going to nursing homes," and to prove it, turn them into accessible housing. We don't want them.
Yeah.
Take this damn ass building and turn it into accessible housing.
That's right. I was happy when we were talking about that, and it came true what we wanted it to be, and that was awesome. You know?
Yeah. And give the residents that are in here now first choice at an apartment. They've earned it.
Yeah, they did.
You know? And I would go so far as to try to get some movie stars to donate the first year's rent for those people as a reward.
For what they've
as
been
a
done.
Reward for having struggled in a horrible nursing home.
Yeah. I've been there. I know what it's like myself, even. It's terrible. Very, very bad.
It would be amazing how many people would come forward to help if we ever got this damn thing off the ground.
If I ever got money to help
people would
too.
Love it.
They sure would.
They would love it. Especially these celebrities.
Oh, yeah.
I believe they would love it.
I think so, too. No? But we have to get...
How can you not?
Things that, well, how, exactly.
You know? Mm-hmm. You're helping everybody. You're saving the taxpayers' money.
Yeah.
You're giving people their freedom. Yeah. You're putting them in their own home with the help that they need, whatever time they got left.
Yeah.
I'll never forget what my friend Lizzie said to me yesterday with Buddy Mills, who passed away, 83 years old. And she said, "I'm so happy that he didn't have to die in a nursing home."
That's the truth.
His wife kept him out and took care of him for years. Mm. He was ill.
Mm-hmm. That's not easy, believe me.
There are people in this country who believe in that, who would do it.
Yeah. But some people
those
can't
are the people
physically.
We need to help us.
Physically can't do it. But you have to find the people who would do anything to help you out. That's the hard part. You know,
you
got to
find the right people.
That's right.
You got to find the right people.
Maybe
anyway, that's our 4 points.
Yes.
And that's why we believe that the millions of us have to live under a dictatorship.
Yeah. Maybe
and I'm
going to
keep on saying it until
home.
Somebody does something about it.
Maybe one nursing home, so we should explain what things are and how you can seek it and not have an issue with it. You know, how to, you know, get, say, for example, and call and, you know, just get things before you try to even get ready and leave a nursing home situation. You know, you have to get these things in place. You know, Frank?
Well, yeah, you got to have a place to go to first.
Place to go to, certain things in place, even a Hoyer list in some cases, what to do with the Hoyer list, like things like that. These are things that you could get help with and not have to worry about, you know, people not helping you in the future, you know, and saying that your family.
Yeah, but that doesn't mean you're going to be free of going into a nursing home. They're still there. What the hell good is that?
That's true. That's very true. You have to get rid of those first.
That's what we're talking about. Sure, get all that stuff. But get rid of these places.
True, yeah. Get rid of them.
I got all
also
that stuff, and I go home, and next couple of months, you know, the government decides, oh, no, we can't do this anymore. You got to go to the... What the hell good is that?
No, it's horrible, if you ask me.
That's the point.
That's the point. Yeah.
So that's what we're going after.
Oh, yeah. Could you imagine?
We're going after
just
turning
out
these places into accessible housing.
Yeah.
And getting people out.
At the same time, yeah.
Yeah. We've helped to get people out.
Yeah.
The way that we protect them when we get them out, and I wish all the damn agencies would do this, is we would contact the nursing home,
mm-hmm.
you know, or the person, or the mm-hmm. relative, and say, hey, call us. Call us on the air.
Yeah, well,
tell us what's going on. We're gonna let everybody know.
Yeah.
And the nursing
and
home don't like that.
Yeah.
So they'll throw the person out. And they can't throw them out in the street because that's all we need. That's all we need, a new story like that. I'd love to have a new story like that.
You would? Oh, man.
Damn right.
But that would then, wouldn't you be liable?
Get everybody's attention.
Sure would, but wouldn't you be liable?
Huh?
To what happened. Say something happened to that person. Wouldn't you be liable?
No, because we'd get them a place. We're not going to let it happen.
Good.
We're not going to let it happen.
Yeah.
All right. Inner Sight will
be
with you tomorrow night. We'd make the damn nursing home get him a place.
There you go. Now you got it.
Hell yeah. Tomorrow night, the funnies on Inner Sight. Thank you so much for listening.
Yeah.
Inner Sight means freedom, advocates for the disabled. 631-224-3090. Get rid of the dictatorship. Amend the ADA enforcement. give us the right to a day in court. All right. Thank you so much. Inner Sight. All right. Goodbye, world. Inner Sight. Good night, everybody.
Good night, everyone.
Good night. Thank you. Inner Sight.
Thank you.